ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
सत गुरुवार के दिन आप सबके
On the day of the Sadguru,
Snehbhari yaadon ke saath,
carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself,
vatan mein pahunchi.
As I reached the subtle region,
vatan mein aaj ek bahut sundar sitaron ki mehfil dikhai de rahi.
I saw a gathering of stars.
Sitare.
In all four directions, wherever I looked, I saw sparkling stars.
Unki roshni bahut sundar aur woh drishy.
Their light was very beautiful.
Ki jaise ki koi sitaron ki nayi duniya mein.
And it felt as though I had reached a new world of stars.
वो दृश्य को कुछ सेकंड से मैं देख ही रही थी।
I continued to observe the scene for a few seconds. After a while,
दूर से आए।
I noticed Baba coming from a distance.
उस सितारों की महफिल में बाबा भी खड़े हुए।
And Baba stood in this gathering of stars.
तो सभी स्टार्स ऐसे बहुत चमकते हुए बाबा के नजदीक पहुंचते हैं।
Sparkling stars slowly started moving towards Baba, and as they came close to Baba,
बहुत सुंदर दृश्य दिखाई दे रहा।
It created a very very beautiful image. Baba then said,
आज अमृत वेले से ही,
today from the time of Amrit Vela,
lovely stars bachchon ko dekh rahe.
Baba has been seeing his lovely star children.
Visheshtaon se sampann hain.
These stars are so full of all specialities.
Kai prakar ki shaktiyan.
These stars have a number of powers,
anubhutiyan hain.
And experiences. What did I then see?
कि कुछ stars ऐसे धीरे-धीरे चमकते हुए माला के रूप में बन गए.
I saw that some stars took on the sparkling stars took on the shape of a garland. Some moved into a shape of a half moon cycle, a circle, half moon circle, and some in the form of a tree, and some were moving upwards and spread out in different corners. Baba was smiling, and he then said, seeing this image, this form of the children, pleases the father too.
जो नए बाबा के लवली स्टार्स हैं आज के समय में क्या क्या कार्य कर रहे हैं.
बाबा इज सीइंग व्हाट लवली
इनको
व्हाट द लवली स्टार्स आर एंगेज्ड इन व्हाट एक्टिविटीज दे एंगेज्ड इन एंड व्हाट दे नीड टू बी डूइंग.
जो स्टार्स ऊपर आसमान की ओर चमकते हुए दिखाई दे रहे हैं.
स्पार्कलिंग स्टार्स दैट हैड गॉन अपवर्ड्स एंड वर शाइनिंग इन द स्काई.
लाइट निकलती थी.
दे वर एमिनेटिंग लाइट इन ऑल डायरेक्शंस.
और उस स्टार्स से लाइट जो है चारों तरफ फैलती वातावरण.
द लाइट फ्रॉम दीज स्टार्स स्प्रेड आउट इन ऑल डायरेक्शंस एंड क्रिएटेड अ वेरी पीसफुल एटमॉस्फेयर.
लोग खड़े थे.
There were many, many people standing in front of these stars that were up in the sky, and it was as though that these people were having special experiences. The other group that had taken on the design of a tree, below them were some people standing below this tree, and it was as though they were receiving fruit from this tree. And they had spread out their apron and they were trying to receive and catch this fruit, and they were very pleased to receive this fruit. And the third group of stars that were in the shape, the design of a garland, they were moving ahead. They came closer and went around Baba's neck. And it was a very beautiful image of Baba with this garland of stars. After a few seconds, Baba said, children, according to the time, you know what's happening in the world. On one side, waves of sorrow. And another side, waves of fire. And peacelessness. In the third direction, people who are aspiring to receive fruit for their desires, they are asking God for many things. However, Baba has made all of you the images of giving visions. He has made you into living stars. And so now what do you need to do according to the time? Baba then said, all of you children have to maintain an elevated stage. Move towards the Supreme Abode. Merge your complete stage. Spread rays of light to the peaceless souls of the world so that they feel that they are retaining something. So there is peacelessness on one side, there are different situations. On the other side, there are games of nature taking place. So it is your duty, it's the duty of you living stars, lucky stars too, comfort them. On the other side you have devotee souls who are praying to God, they would like to receive fruit for all their pure desires. So then stabilize yourself as the foundation, the sea, in the foundation of the tree, and fulfill the desires of the devotees. Give them the return for their pure feelings, their dedication, because you are their ancestor souls. They engage in such deep and severe limits of devotion just to receive and attain something, and so given the return of their dedication, Baba has given you children this responsibility. Then Baba said, you children need to pay attention that just as you have to pay attention to becoming the victorious jewels around Baba's neck. And for that, create a very clear stage for yourself. The stars that are completely clear, they have no stains on them, no stains on them, they have no mixture of other thoughts. Such stars are able to spread the vibrations of coolness, vibrations of experiences to souls of the world. They are able to give fruit, the fruit of all the devotion that the devotees are engaged in, and such stars can become the victorious jewels around the garland, around Baba's neck. So according to the time, you children have to make your thoughts so pure, make it as pure as a crystal, so that through your thoughts you are able to create the new world, you are able to give the return of the pure wishes of the devotees, and you are able to give comfort and support to the peaceless souls, the sorrowful souls of the world, so that they feel that they are receiving support, cooperation from somewhere. So this is very necessary. So all of you children should make your thoughts very clear, very pure, that there be no mixture of other thoughts or base thoughts. Just as you know, Brahma Baba in his last stage created a very powerful and clear stage for himself. Whoever used to come in front of Baba in the last phase, That child, that soul was able to experience his own perfect and complete stage through Brahma Baba. So according to the time, Baba has kept your children ahead. So keep your stage and your thoughts clear. And whoever looks at you should see you as those beloved deity souls and see you as instruments to fulfill their pure desires. Baba then emerged all the stars in front of him again and gave them drishti, and it was as though all the stars, all the children became very clear and transparent. There was such bright light from each star that spread all around. These vibrations spread throughout the world and created a very pure atmosphere. Baba says, this service remains that you have to spread rays of purity across the world. And then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to all the children and said, you are Baba's lovely children, Baba's dearly beloved children. You are the ones who are taking Baba's task forward. Baba has given you children the responsibility, and all of you are fulfilling that responsibility, and you have to speed in the efforts now. I then shared remembrances on behalf of certain souls who had offered bhog. Baba emerged, all the souls gave them yad pyar, remembrances. And I then returned. Om Shanti.